This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
Listening to Drive 326 on Impact 103, and it is so good to be with you on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Joining me in studio right now is an artist, like I mentioned earlier on, local gospel artist whose music has definitely got a lot of us singing along to it for various reasons. One of the main reasons is because of how he's just found the ability in a time and age where it's all about making sure that the numbers for streaming purposes are good. He's just always making space for God in his music. So this ends up with songs that are like 11 minutes. You know when you listen to a song and you're just like, oh my goodness, I already know this is going to take care of the trip from the house to dropping off the kids or whatever. But it's because he makes room for God in his music. And over the last couple of years, we've come to enjoy his music ever so much, especially as he started to venture out as a solo artist. He sang in the back for many other artists for many years. In actual fact, Tapes David, you might know him here on Impact 103, has spoken about their journey together and how they grew up together. And he joins me in studio to tell us more about not just his history and his love for music and God, but more especially about his live recording that's happening this coming weekend here in Pretoria. I'm talking about the one and only Once More Six. My brother, it's good to have you on the show, bro.
Afternoon, and thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
I'm looking forward to this conversation for various reasons. And you know, I was very intentional in introing you to talk about the fact that you make space for God in your music. Yeah. You know how when you go to worship nights, there's some artists that you already know that, okay, once they come up on stage, we're going to be running, we're going to be sweating. And then there's certain artists, once they come up on stage, you're just like, yo, the heels are going off. Now you're just telling your neighbor, move a little bit, because we're going to get into worship.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I want to start the conversation before we talk about music to bring it to worship, to ask you the question, what does worship mean to Once More Six?
Sure. And how I treat my wife, that's worship. Mm-hmm. How I raise my kids,
yeah,
that's worship. How I treat other people, that's worship. How I serve in my local church, that's worship. So the song is one of the last expressions of worship. It's my everyday life. Every decision that I make in honor of God and in honor of God's word is worship.
Yeah.
And then songs flow from a lifestyle of worship. Then that's where songs of worship are birthed. So we try and birth a lifestyle of worship out of songs of worship. But it's the other way around.
What does that mean exactly?
It means the lifestyle has to produce the spirit and the songs of worship.
Yeah.
So it's not the songs that produce a lifestyle of worship.
Mm.
What inspires the songs of worship, it's a life of worship.
Mm.
So worship is the life, man. Worship is every decision. Me sitting here respecting you, loving one another, you know, and being kind, man. Humility, you know, respecting people. Every act of kindness, every act of obedience to God is worship.
Yeah.
And that's the worship in hierarchy of priority. That's the worship that God is looking for. That's the priority. Then the songs follow after that.
I'm so glad that you said that, because you know, a lot of times I think, especially as a radio station, you know, we play the music,
yeah,
right, and we don't get to see the worship lived out.
I get
And we often find ourselves as people, and I include myself in this, where it's like we find ourselves accepting the music first before living it out, and the call of worship that God calls us to, and that comes after. Afterwards, uh-huh. I'm secondary uh-huh. to that.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Let me ask you this question. What fuels your posture and your heart to constantly be focused on worship? Because there must be a fueling in for pouring out of worship. What fuels you to be able to be a vessel of worship in the ways that you've expressed it?
Man, he who has been forgiven much loves much.
Mm.
Man, when you know. When you know what God has done for you, you cannot help but know that you owe him everything. You know, when you are at a realization of God's mercy, in the book of Romans, Paul says, I beseech thee, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. So my view of God's mercy in my life fuels my worship, man. It fuels every sacrifice I make, because I have a clear view of God's mercy. I know that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be, not just I wouldn't be an artist, I wouldn't be a functional human being if it wasn't for the Lord. I wouldn't be a functional husband. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be a functional father. I wouldn't be a healthy brother, a healthy son, if it wasn't for God, who was always patient with me, always loving me. Always. So as a result, my whole life is just a life of loving him back.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what fuels my worship. That's what fuels my lifestyle, you know, just honoring God with my whole life, man.
You know, it's always so beautiful to hear the story of what happens in the inner room, which we don't always see, because we see what happens in a public platform.
Yeah.
The music come out. We see you on the stages. We hear your music online and on radio. We see your songs being sung at T.D. Jakes Potter's house. And we're just like, hey, that chord progression is from home, please. And we see these moments. But we never see what happens internally that mm-hmm. leads to those moments. Mm-hmm. But now I'm curious. It almost feels like, and I say this tongue in cheek, because I think we all go through this, where it's like the more we lean into God, we find that's where we draw from that well to pour into others.
Yeah.
But the more the Lord is saying, well done, good and faithful servant, and it starts elevating, it feels like our distance from that well that we were drawing from earlier, starts to increase.
Oh, yeah.
Do you find that this is something that, you know, I ask you this as a gospel artist, where a lot of people would perceive that know, as long as you're singing for the Lord, my brother, you're good all the time.
Oh, no.
Tell me about that process where there's the elevation of God because of your stewardship mm-hmm. that might try to cause that rift between you and God that has led you to that moment itself.
And I think the misconception we have is that falling into that trap is hard.
Mm.
It is so easy. Mm. It is so easy, man. And apart from God's grace, which keeps me close to him, I think it's an intentional decision where not only myself having decided and pursuing this, staying close to him, but even having people around me who don't view me as a celebrity, who don't view me as someone God has lifted up, and people around me who are brothers, who are sisters, people who can call me back to order, accountability, you know, knowing that you have a local church where you are held accountable, where you're used to serving, know that like intentional landmarks around your life that just keep you humble, keep you close to God, keep you in humility, keep you someone who will remind you, hey man, you are singing, you are worshiping, but is your prayer life still intact? I feel like you're too busy. Are you still having enough time to pray, to read the word, you know? Man, are you spending enough time with your family? We see you traveling the world. I have people around me who constantly just check in and bring me back to reality.
Yeah.
That it's not just about the lights, it's not about the cameras, the big music and whatnot. Are you still walking with the Lord? So it's a very intentional decision. Because contrary to popular belief, being prideful is easy.
Yeah.
Man, it's easy. While you are loving the Lord,
mm-hmm.
While you are working for the Lord, while you are being used by the Lord, falling into pride is the easiest thing. And the most dangerous thing about pride is the person who has the pride is always the last to know that they have the pride. So it takes an intentional person in having a community around you of people who know that before you are a celebrity, before you are an artist, you are a child of God.
You know, one of the things that I'm so glad that you said that, because I think a lot of us are having to do a quick introspection of where we are mm-hmm. in that journey mm-hmm. that you've so rightfully said. But one of the things that I also enjoy about you and your music is it almost feels like it's like the sound of a generation that's to come. Like, you know, we've had the gospel giants of the years of past, you know, the Benjamin Dubes, the Soli Mahlangus, the Ntokozo Mbambos. And it's like, yeah, we needed them for a time.
I hear you.
It feels like you're just in time for a generation that's got a specific sound. I was thinking about this. I'm like, if anyone has seen you perform live, the moment they hear you go, yeah, then you know it's about to go down,
man,
right?
Oh, man.
But I'm curious to hear from you as someone who's saying, Lord, I'm a vessel here, you know, and I see what you're doing in my time, in my generation, with the area that you've given me to be responsible over. What's something that excites you about what God is doing in this generation, from your perspective as a person who's kind of part of the songs that we sing as a generation?
Sure. I think one of the things that I'm so excited about, it's the caliber of people that God is raising. People who don't mind being unnecessary.
I love that.
People who don't mind moving to the side. People don't mind that. You know, we get caught up in being used by God, that even when God wants to work, we still want to be working. When God now wants to do his thing, we're still holding on to the fact that if this move doesn't come through me, then it wasn't God who was moving. Because in my time, in my generation, I'm the one who's called. But we forget that this is a body. The kingdom is a body. And in this body are many members. And these members, each of these members have an important role to play. Now, when the arm starts moving mightily and God is using the arm, this leg has to relax and understand that right now God is using the arm.
Yeah.
And it's just the type of ministers and servants that God is using that don't mind taking a step back and saying, Lord, even if it's not through me, as long as you're moving, because the goal is God. The assignment is God.
Yeah.
The assignment is a God move, not a once more six move. So even if I'm in the room and God moves mightily through someone else, I get excited because I was not the assignment of the day. The assignment of the day
was God.
Is God's presence.
Yeah.
And whoever he comes through, as long as he has come, then we get excited. We are happy because our Father is here. You know? And I'm excited at, I'm just, the humility, man, the love for God and the servants and the type of ministers that God is raising who are just, he's the priority.
Yeah.
For these people, God is the priority. That fills my heart with joy, man.
On the 23rd of September, you've got Remnant Live recording. Can we expect that heart to say, Lord, we just want you to come? If we play the first note and you're here, then we're done.
Listen, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I've been telling everyone I've been talking to that this night is about more than the songs. And like what you just said, if God moves on the first song, listen, we're going to stay there. We're going to just...
The whole album will be just one song.
It's about more than songs. So everything we've prepared, rehearsals and everything, we're going to take that and hand it over back to God as a sacrifice and say, Lord, with what we've prepared, do what you want to do. And use, with all of these elements, use whatever you want to use. And if there's something you leave out, we won't force to put it in.
Yeah.
You know? It's going to be amazing. And we have a choir of 86 voices.
No. What's 86? What are you saying, my brother? 86.
We have a choir of 86 voices. And the choir is made up of different worshippers from different churches.
Oh, my word.
Grace Bible Church is represented in the choir.
Wow.
House of Treasures is represented. Shama Eben Church in Soshanguve is represented. Man, a number of churches.
Wow.
And worship leaders, worship team members, we have come together. And I sat down and I realized, my God, we don't understand the significance of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
On this day.
To see the body of Christ coming together like that. There's something very specific. I wanted to ask you about the title, Remnant. That is a very strong title. Because to believe God for a remnant, I'm just like, hey, this man must know something we don't know. And I think that's why the train of questions to go, okay, what are you seeing about this generation from where you are and going into the live recording? Mm-hmm. Why Remnant?
Man. It is, so I touched on this earlier on, it is the boldness to stand and announce, because we live in a time where being bold and announcing the gospel of Jesus Christ is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy because the world, everything in the world is against the love of Christ. You know, media, you can peer pressure, and so many things are just against the love of Christ. Now, at Remnant, I'm announcing the boldness of announcing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the humility to know when God is not using you and is using someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have equated being anointed to being known.
Oof. No, you have to. No. You can't just say something like that and just keep it moving. No. You have to say that again.
We've equated being anointed to being known.
Sure.
We think being famous means you being used by God. We think being famous means you are chosen for this generation. And we miss so many people that God is genuinely using in our time. And we miss them because they are not famous. Only to find that they are used mightily by God. And they love the Lord. And they are humble. And they are serving Him faithfully. So the label of fame has distorted our perception when it comes to people who are used by God. And I want to stand there that night and say, listen, even if you're not famous, there's a remnant.
Yeah.
You're still a remnant. Even if you don't have a hit song, you're a remnant. Even if you're not known by the world, you're a remnant. Even if you are only known in your local church, if you love God faithfully, if you're serving God faithfully, you're a remnant. If you're living a life that honors the Lord and you are standing bold in your love for Jesus Christ, you're a remnant.
I feel like there's so many people that needed to hear this today, because someone just sent me a message saying, I'm not able to continue the conversation because I have to get out the car, but I already want to hear the music just based off this conversation. Once more, Six, I think what you're saying so far, it really carries the essence of what I was saying earlier, is that your passion for God really comes through in the music, and you've made space for God.
Yeah.
And the writing, the music and the melodies follow after.
Yeah.
And that's why we can have this conversation before we even talk about a single song, which I appreciate so much. But before we wrap up our time together, which I already feel like is so short, I need you here for like a full show.
Listen,
I need you here
please,
for a full show.
Please.
For people that want to come on the 23rd of September, where is it happening? Where can they get tickets? Tell us all of that.
Tickets are available at Pick and Pay and Web Tickets.
Yeah.
The show is happening on Monday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
And this is because Tuesday is a holiday.
Ah, perfect.
So you're not going anywhere on Tuesday.
So you're all night.
This is like a Friday night.
Exactly. But in worship.
Yeah. So it's happening at 3CI.
Yeah.
In Pretoria, in the east of Pretoria. And we're starting at 7. So doors open at 6. We start at 7. Yeah. And listen, you do not want to miss this. Michael David is doing a song with me. I'm also doing a song with Musa Worship.
Oh my goodness.
And a choir of 86 voices. So you don't want to miss this. Trust me, the sound in that room is going to be big and glorious, man. Even with the choir, it's just people full of hearts that love the Lord.
So yeah,
you really want to be in the room. It's going to be amazing.
No, I think I must do my show there so that when I finish at 6, I just go straight into the facility. I don't get caught in traffic. I don't get into anything. I get to enjoy it. Once more, Six, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing on the 23rd. But more than anything, thank you for your yes. In the times that we don't see it, in the times when it's very hard, in the times when it's hard to leave the family and attending to different various things, when it's straining, when it's straining your body physically, when it's straining in time, and so many other ways. Thank you for your yes. There is a generation that will follow after you, that will eat the fruit of the seed that you've sown, so faithfully so. And I think this has become one of my favorite sayings, and I say it to people as often as I can, that do as incredible work as what you do, where I say, you are, thank you for the seed that you're sowing today of a tree whose fruit you will not be able to enjoy, neither will you enjoy its shade.
Sure.
But there's a generation that will enjoy the shade and the fruit that will come from that tree because of your yes today,
man,
and the seed that you sow. So I'm looking forward to the 23rd. I'm coming in flats. I'm not even coming with shoes on, just to make sure that we're able to worship God completely. And the invitation is out to you too, that you come and join us on the 23rd of September. It's going to be happening here at 3CI in Zwavelpoort. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic time. 23rd of September. Right now, next week, Monday. Don't miss it.
Yep.
Just before the holiday. It's going to be a great night of worship. Even if you don't know the songs that's going to be sung there, just come and meet with God.
Listen,
in a time of worship. Once more, Six, that's great to have you.
Pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.